Welcome to episode 11 of the Life of a Visual Storyteller podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It means so much to me. It also means so much to me when you contact me. And I've had some lovely, lovely, lovely exchanges on Twitter, in the comments, on Audioboo, I think in the comments on the blog, even on Instagram. And you would have thought that this being a visual, an audio medium, that it being referred to on Instagram would be a little bit strange. That might be because you don't know that there's an accompanying cartoon. I'm also drawing a daily cartoon to go with each episode, and they appear on my Instagram feed, and they also appear on the blog. My Instagram feed, by the way, if you're interested, is at Roger Overall. I'm at Roger Overall everywhere. And the blog for the podcast, in case you're interested in reading some show notes or seeing a bigger version of the cartoon or what have you, is blog.rogeroverall.net. Right, moving on. Let's move on. I had a really, really, really interesting comment on Instagram. And it's from Carl Johan. Carl Johan, you'll have to forgive me. I am about to do your surname a massive injustice. Radstrom. And I just want to read it out because it is a fantastic comment, because I think you will recognize a lot of yourself in what Carl Johan says. Certainly I do. I completely recognize what he's talking about. He says, there's so many things I want to change: my health, develop my creative business, but I feel that my time is running out. This train I'm on just keeps going faster and faster and can't keep up. I feel I'm losing control over my life and my time. And I think that's a very recognizable thing. I mean, Carl Johan, my goodness, man, I have exactly the same. And I suspect, because I seen the selfies you put up on Instagram, I suspect that I have a good decade on you, at least. I'd say I'm 10 to 15 years older than you are. And here's the thing, it doesn't get any slower. Time, in fact, seems to speed up however fast you think it's going now, my friend. Oh my goodness, it just gets faster and faster and faster. Anyway, look, I don't want to dwell on that point because I'll start scaring you. But I do recognize that. I recognize that from myself. And it's almost, we all have this, don't we? That we kind of feel, God, if I could only just press the stop button for a second, and I could just step off just for a week, just for a month, just to collect my thoughts, just to get a grip on what I want to do, where I want to go. I think that is such a recognizable thing. But of course, we can't bring time and the earth to a juddering halt so that we can draw breath. Oh, if only. But actually, do you know what? You can do that. That's the first thing. The first thing is to recognize that life will never stop. Life will always continue. And if you don't recognize that, believe me, I'm speaking from experience here. I am telling you all the mistakes I've made, every single snafu that I've brought about myself. And one of which is waiting for things to improve, waiting for, and here comes that dreaded phrase, the right moment. Well, the right moment, if you wait for it, will never come. I'll tell you when the right moment is. I can tell you exactly when the right moment is. It's now. It is now. But you need to give yourself permission almost to go, right, the world and life is just going to go on. It's going to continue, and it's going to continue, and it's going to go boom, really quick. But if I don't do anything about it now, if I don't start to take action now, then in a year, 2 years, oh my goodness, 10 years time, I'll have not moved at all. Nothing will have changed. And that's the real danger. So all I can suggest is don't wait. The moment is now. The other thing is, I think you said in your comment you felt time was running out, and that you, well, listen, it isn't. You have time, and if you're younger than I am, then, which I think you are, and I think a lot of people listening to this are younger than I am. Some of you are my age, or roughly my age. I don't know. Maybe there's people listening to this who are older than I am. And it's all relative. It's all relative. We all go, oh, I've left it too late. Time has run out. It's passed me by. I can't do this. There's no hope for me. And that's not true. That's not true. I'm not going to say it's never too late. But really, unless you are listening to this from beyond the grave, in which case, I'm really sorry, but probably is a little bit on the late side for you. But if you are still standing and you are above ground, then there is time to accomplish something. There is time to accomplish what you would like to accomplish, believe me. But the first step is going, okay, I want my life to have changed in a year's time. I want my creative business to have improved. I want my fitness and my health to have improved. And on that, that's a conscious decision that I made a couple of months ago because I was really dragging my health through the gutter. I'd abandoned my health. Everything was getting precedent over my health. And I made a conscious decision to turn things around and to make my health one of my most important things, more important than work, for instance. Because we tend to put work first and then everything else we just subjugate. Is that even a word? He says, trying to think whether it's a word. I don't know. But we make everything the servant of work, and we give up so much for this thing, for this work. Oh my goodness. Where actually it should be the other way around. We should be taming the work so that the work serves other things that we want to achieve. That's the way to look at it, I think. Anyway, I do totally get what you're saying, Carl Johan, and I think other people listening to this will also understand what you're feeling. And like I say, I tend to repeat myself over and over again. But let me just say that pause, you can press that pause button. You have the control to press the pause button and go, okay, what is it that I want to do? What is it I want to achieve? And how am I going to get there? And then make conscious steps to do that. And I make it sound as if it's easy. It's not. I've spent the whole of today, the whole of this Saturday, in a hotel with, I think, 14 other people under the guidance of Brad and Adon, who I know through the Smarter Egg network here in Cork. And I spent the whole afternoon under their guidance going through an entire plan for the next 3 months with about a dozen other people, and we looked at what we wanted to achieve, and we went through a structured process that articulated what it is we want to achieve and the steps we need to take and the things that might act as hurdles or blocks and how we might overcome those, and also built in some accountability. It was a very, very good session. But I'm not saying it's easy. I flew through the questions, but then I've been thinking about this for the last 3, 4, 5 months. So for me, the questions flowed quite easily, but it does take time. But start the process, Carl Johan. Please start the process. And anybody else listening to this who's thinking, oh my gosh, the world is moving so quickly. It is, but the world is outside your head, really. You need to deal with inside your mind, and you rule there. You are the king or the queen of inside your mind, and you can control that. Again, it takes a bit of work because there's also inside your head. There's two versions of you. There's the confident version of you who can get stuff done and have dreams and ambitions. And then there's the loud mouth who sits at the back and shooting off their mouth about, no, you can't possibly do that. You're not good enough. You don't have enough this. You don't have enough of that. You don't have enough experience. You shouldn't have these ambitions. Who do you think you are? We all have that voice. And the trick is to get them to, well, you'd like to get them to shut the hell up, but they don't. They're always talking, aren't they? I mean, they're always there. They're always trying to drag you down that part of you, that voice. The trick is just not pay any attention to what they're saying. You can hear what they're saying, but you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to process it. You don't have to act upon it. You can just acknowledge it. Anyway, I've gone long again. I do apologise. I promised myself I was going to keep these to about 5 minutes. Oh, like I say, I really appreciate the feedback. I really do hope that you're finding this useful. If not, just say so. Just say, look, shut up, would you? Or I could say to you, stop listening. Actually, I probably should say to you, please stop listening if you're not finding this useful. And if you do want to see the cartoon and you're hearing this somehow disconnected from the cartoon, blog.rogeroverall.net. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again. Oh, and the other thing is, if you have a question, if there's anything you think that I should talk about that you think would be useful either for you or for other people, look, I have to be very, very careful here. I am not an expert. I don't want to come across as some kind of expert or guru or what have you. All I'm saying, everything I say in this podcast is based on my own experience and what I've learned that works for me and that has helped me move forward and has helped me through some pretty dark times. And let me confide in you. I'm in a very insecure situation at the moment, really insecure. But if I look at how I feel about that and how I'm engaging with that process compared to, say, 18 months ago or a year ago, it is night and day. So all these things that I'm saying, all these things that I'm talking about, all these things that I'm telling you, they really have helped me become mentally stronger. I'm not mentally invincible. It's not like I've got an Iron Man suit for my mental state, but it is gradually becoming stronger. And it's because of a lot of these things that we're talking about. And I'll talk more about those in future episodes. So I'm going to stop now, but thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all the lovely feedback I've been getting. And if you find this useful, and if you have a question, just let me know. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Hello, you found us again. Well, the route hasn't changed and you know where to find the hidden part of the podcast. Welcome. Thank you for taking the time to join us here as well. So today I did a 10K run again and I burnt 964 calories, which is phenomenal. It's fantastic. And I can see it's having an effect on my body, all these calories I'm burning. And suddenly that 77,000 calorie mark that I need to hit if I want to burn off 10 kilograms of body fat. Well, if I'm burning off almost 1,000 per run, then it's starting to become very possible. It's going to take a little bit of time. I mean, it's not like you can do 77 runs in a day or anything. But over the course of a year, over the course of a few months, that is going to be achievable. So by Christmas, I am fully expecting to have burnt off those kilograms of fat. Now, of course, what's going to happen is I'm going to eat more as well, but it should average out that I'm burning off more than I'm actually eating. Fingers crossed. One of the things about my new exercise regime is I'm letting it dominate a little bit. Because yes, health is very important to me, but it's nowhere near as important to me as my family. And I've been letting my ambitions to run further get in the way of family life a little bit. And what it was happening is I was doing my run on Sundays, my long run on Sundays, and it was wiping me out for the rest of the day, which then of course means I'm not going to be a particularly good dad or husband if I'm zonked and I have no energy left. So I thought I'd get my run in tonight. after spending the day in the hotel working on my business. And I'm really pleased that I did, but I think I'm going to start doing that on Saturday anyway, Saturday evenings or Saturday afternoon, simply because as runners, and certainly if we have some kind of long distance endurance event in mind that we want to train for, we can get a little bit selfish. And then suddenly we're just running and running and running. And I don't want my wife to become a marathon widow or a triathlon widow. So I need to consciously focus and make sure that my training isn't interfering with the time that I have available to me to spend with my family, because that would be a wrong outcome. I'd be fitter, I'd be leaner. It would have been to the detriment of my family life. Just something to bear in mind if you too are doing a lot of, it could be exercise, or you might have something else that you do, a hobby that is time consuming. Just be a little bit aware that you leave time for, if you're in a relationship, your other half, and if you have a family, that you leave time for your family. Anyway, didn't want to sound all preachy, but just wanted to pass on something to you that had happened to me. And I'd received a bit of feedback from the family that, hey, hang on a second, this is all very well, you're getting slimmer and what have you, but we're not seeing as much of you. No pun intended, but in any sense, we're not seeing as much of you as we did before. And that's not good. So just a little word of warning that I have received myself. Hey, listen, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.